For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Russia Special Counsel's Office has filed a sentencing memo for Michael Flynn, and it recommends the former Trump National Security Advisor get no prison time for lying to investigators about his contacts with a top Russian diplomat. The special counsel cites Flynn's substantial assistance to the government. Flynn provided firsthand information about the content and context of interactions between the Trump transition team and Russian government officials. President Trump took to Twitter to threaten major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Attorneys General of the District of Columbia and Maryland will issue subpoenas as part of their lawsuit accusing President Trump of illegally profiting from his office. The Trump Organization and Trump's legal team has been fighting off this suit along with a slew of others for months. But a federal judge in Maryland has decided that the case can go forward and that the attorneys general can get discovery or documents in place. So subpoenas are set up to go out to all different financial institutions in hopes of completing the investigation in the next 6 months. A state funeral service will be held at Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday morning for George H.W. Bush. There are a number of heads of state that will be attending, including Prince Charles, who will be appearing on behalf of the Queen. Also, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, will be coming, and some former heads of state as well. Bush has been lying in state at the Rotunda in the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's opposition to a new plan over where to put a controversial statue. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Most students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, say they do not want the university to go spending millions of dollars on a new home for a statue of a Confederate soldier. Protesters pulled down the statue known as Silent Sam last summer. UNC officials want to build a $5 million historical education center on the campus to house the statue, but hundreds of students and others in the community have been marching through downtown Chapel Hill over the past few nights in protest of that plan. Many say the statue is a racist piece of propaganda and not a piece of history. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The economic team at the White House is talking about the possible trade truce between the U.S. and China. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days while trade talks continue. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
Kudlow also talks about how this will help our economy.
It covers a wide variety of areas, including the technology, including tariffs, including purchases of various commodities, agriculture and industrial.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.